This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're talking about social responsibility. What does that mean in practical form, and how can we inform that and help?
Social responsibility, sister, starts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa." You see, it's very simple. The men, they are the maintainers and the protectors and the guardians of women and children, because that is their responsibility based upon the strength, okay, and the resources Allah, He gave to them. That's social responsibility. And before we get real sophisticated, the men need to take care of their social responsibility. And the social responsibility of the sisters, okay, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, all of you is a shepherd. All of you is a shepherd and a guardian. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold all of you responsible for what is under your care. The ruler, you see, is responsible for the people under his authority. The man is responsible for his wife and his children and his family members. And the woman, she's responsible for her husband's property in his absence, and herself and her children. And Allah will hold all of you responsible for that. So social responsibility begins there. It moves on as a ripple out into the society, into development of resources and institutions and participating in the society like that. As we saw in Malaysia, as we saw in Indonesia, Muslims went to Indonesia, and because they were socially responsible, they were embraced and they were given the opportunity. And eventually, the Muslims outnumbered everybody because of their resources. So this is my response to what social responsibility means, and Allah knows best.